It's fantastic to be coming back to Lake Junction. I did quite a bit of travelling last year from home to Kyoto by train, so came across quite a lot of new music en route. Well, Fiona, Max and I are going to be taking it in turns to present the programme from now on, so listeners are going to be treated to an even broader range of musical choices.
Verity Sharp returns to Lake Junction.
Lake Junction is still such a rich and diverse musical haven.
Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday nights at 11 o'clock on BBC Radio 3. And also, when you choose, at bbc.co.uk/radio3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio, and you can also listen to us live online. It's 11:30 and time now for Jazz Lineup, presented tonight by Claire Martin.
Hello, women to the fore this week as we bring you highlights of an event given at the Pizza Express Jazz Club on Dean Street in March, featuring many of our top female jazz performers. And we talk to Dave Smith from the band Outhouse, who are on tour with their new album, Straw, Bricks and Sticks. But first, let's hear from a masterful improviser, guitar legend John Scofield. The new CD, A Moment's Peace, is his follow-up album from his 2009 release, Piety Street. Here he is with an all-star lineup of Larry Goldins on organ, Scott Colley on bass and Brian Blade on drums with Carla Blaze's composition, Lawns.
Thank you.
from the new CD by John Scofield called A Moment's Peace. That was Lawns, and that CD is out on the 16th of May on the MRC label, and a great selection of tunes on that new release. I'm sure many of you listening have, like me, very fond memories of hearing the great Brazilian drummer, percussionist, singer and all-round sensational showman, Ayrton Moreira. Well, since we've had such great weather lately, and that always puts a smile on people's faces, here's a Moreira composition drenched in sunshine. It's Happy People.
Samba dois, samba lá. É no Brasil que no carnaval a gente dança quatro dias sem parar. O Anatélio caiu no samba, 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 samba dois.
Yeah.
from one of the most important Brazilian musicians ever, the charismatic Ayrton Moreira, singing his own composition, Happy People, from the CD Essential, the very best of Ayrton Moreira. And that CD is a perfect collection of tracks to be added to your summer playlists. Well, next we feature an album by Outhouse, who are on tour at the moment. But before we chat to two members of the band, let's hear from the album. Straw, Bricks and Sticks is out now on the Babel record label, and this is the opening track, Kitchen in the Middle. Kitchen in the Middle from Outhouse, and I'm hopefully going to be speaking to Robin Finker and the founder member Dave Smith down the line. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Congratulations on your new CD. Your first CD was really sort of African drum led, wasn't it? And this time it's a sort of got more of sort of a metallic bite. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we kind of went for something else, basically.
Mm. And you've had a guest guitarist that's really helped you create this new sound. Tell us about Hilmar.
Well, I mean, the music on this new record was actually written with Hilmar in mind after our most recent project, which was, as you mentioned, with four African percussionists from the Gambia. Mm. We thought, okay, what's next for us? And we've been really into Hilmar Jensen's music for a long time. He's kind of quite a leading figure in the whole kind of contemporary jazz world, who mixes rock music and more electrical sounds with improvising. So we just contacted him and said, hey, would you fancy collaborating with us on a project? And he was really up for it. Tony Dudley Evans from Birmingham supported the project, like the first gig, you know, we did, which was 2 years ago.
He really has, like, you got the ability to sort of blend the jazz and rock and composition improvisation thing really well. Dave, you're the sort of founder member of this band. If people haven't heard you yet, tell us about the lineup, because it is quite an unusual lineup.
The front line is two tenor saxophones. Robin also plays clarinet. As a quartet, it's got quite a kind of raw sound, and I suppose it leaves a lot of space for the rhythm section to kind of work in different ways than it would do if there was a harmony instrument. And actually, sure, with Hilmar, it feels more like another layer rather than a harmony instrument.
Is that because he's sort of soloing the lines rather than really doing a sort of laying down the chordal structure, really? Is that because he's, you know, floating on top, more or less?
He's got a very sonic approach. We all kind of think about sound a lot and different things we can do with the sound and different effects, as opposed to actual kind of solo-led improvising. It's more collective. So he really fits in with that kind of ethos.
So when you're on tour, how much of it is actually sort of, is it totally improvised? Or obviously you've all written these pieces, but then can a one set be, you know, two tunes kind of thing? Or are you a little bit more disciplined?
We try to have as flexible an approach even though we have, like you said, a bunch of pieces that are written, and we make a set list that tends to be thrown out the window after the second tune of the concert. That's kind of the idea, is that there are some very set, very written things, and then everything that happens around that is completely open. If we do end up playing two tunes in one set, that's probably a good sign. That means that we got somewhere in the improvising, you know.
That's very brave. From a singer's point of view, I like to have exactly 12 songs and know exactly what I'm doing. If I saw two songs, I'd panic. And looking at the dates ahead, you're quite international. You've got gigs in France and Switzerland, and I see you're doing the Africolor Festival in Paris. So it's obviously music that's really, you know, talking to people, and people are sitting up taking notice. You must be thrilled.
We try our best, and if they don't take notice, we keep reminding them about it. We feel really lucky to have these opportunities to go and play the music in, you know, elsewhere in Europe. It's always really exciting when you take a band to a different country, because even though we feel really strongly about the music, there's always that question, you know, how is it going to go?
Of course.
And so far we've only had good experiences. So
brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, let's play another track. Perhaps you can tell me a little bit about it before we play it. And it's called Bleak Silvette. What's this about and who wrote it?
That's actually a tune by Tom Challenger, who's the other tenor saxophone player in the band. And he wrote it on a trip in New York, I think. Silvette Street is a street in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And I can't quite remember, or I don't really know what happened on that street, but
but it was bleak.
It inspired that piece.
Well, we wish you all the best with the tour and of course with the CD. Thank you so much, Robin Finker, and also Dave Smith from Outhouse, for joining us.
Thanks Claire.
And let's hear the track Bleak Silvette. Thank you. Bleak Silhouette from Outhouse. Thanks to Dave Smith and Robin Finker, and good luck with the rest of their tour. And their album Straw, Sticks and Bricks is out now on the Babel record label. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. We are online, on FM and on DAB digital radio. Remember that you can hear this programme and the following concert set for the next 7 days via the BBC Radio 3 website. And so on to that concert set. Jazz Lineup brings you highlights of a concert given at the Pizza Express Jazz Club on the 21st of March this year. Taking part were Leanne Carroll, Jackie Dankworth and Sarah Coleman, who reformed the vocal group Passion. Vocalist Georgia Mancio, accompanied by Darius Brubeck at the piano, and singer and songwriter Charlie Wood also took part. So we begin our highlight sequence with Georgia Mancio, accompanied by Darius Brubeck. Well, this is the first performance from this duo, and their synergy is palpable. Georgia's voice sounds rich and swinging, and Darius frames her musicality with sensitivity and flair. Here's the opening song, Time After Time.
To be loving you. That's kind of a potted history of a relationship. You know, it all starts out lovely and somewhere it ends. If you're lucky, you end up just friends. And we sort of let you fill in the bit in the middle. So we're going to continue with a wonderful standard that I'm sure you all know by the wonderful Duke Ellington. My prelude to It's just a simple melody, with nothing fancy, nothing much. You could turn it to a symphony, a Schubert tune with a Gershwin touch. Oh, how my love song gently cries for the tenderness within your eyes. My love is a prelude that never dies. My prelude to a kiss. My prelude to a kiss. My prelude to a kiss. Summer dream gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sadness I can be, hear me willow and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned, to leave my heart a breaking and begin a to the night to hide a starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy, begging in your branches down along the ground, and cover me when the shadows fall. Begging in a willow. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sent, to leave my heart a breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide a starry light, none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy, begging your brother. branches down along the ground and cover me when the shadows fall. Begging in no willow and weep for me.
Georgia Mancho with Darius Brubeck, inventive and in the moment, especially during that last outro on that classic Willow Weep For Me. This is Jazz Line Up on BBC Radio 3 with highlights of a concert that was held in March in aid of the charity Brainstorm at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho, London. We're next on stage is singer and songwriter Charlie Wood, bringing his rich tone bluesy style to two of his own originals. We're going to hear him sing Doing the Blah 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 and Don't Think. Here's Charlie Wood.
Everybody's doing it, doing the blah, blah, blah. You got a line you're trying to sell, you better get a tale to tell, you better get you some blah, blah, blah. Ain't that sad, ain't that funny, let me get this man some money. Just doing the blah, 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 let me tell you about it, doing the blah, blah, blah. He's trying to get himself elected, got to keep himself protected, so he's doing the blah, blah, blah. I used to be up on the fence, but man, it makes a lot of sense. He's got me doing the blah, blah, blah. I pony up to hear you doing the blah, blah, blah. Trying to get a little leg, don't have to buy, don't have to beg, just keep doing the blah, blah, blah. This isn't like those other times, he really means the way he rhymes. And he's doing the blah, 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 the ladies love you when you're doing the blah, blah, blah. You go to work, you get your pay, now what you do is what you say, you're steady working the blah, blah, blah. You blah, the blah throughout the year, and when the holidays are here, you go, ho, 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 hee, hee, ha, ha, you do the holly jolly blah, blah. Of your blah blah blah, just a dash of verbal spice can season everything up nice. I think it needs a pinch of blah blah blah, just for flavor sprinkle in a little blah blah blah. The words are not supposed to say, they're gonna say them anyway. They're free and easy with the bleep bleep bleep. But the stuff they're leaving out is what you got to worry about. Because the truth is rare and precious, but the talk is cheap. I say the truth is rare and precious, but the talk is cheap. That's why they give away the blah blah blah. Waste your money on the penny and it blah blah blah. Don't blow a bundle on the bargain basement, blah blah blah. think when she sits too close and stays there. When her eyes meet yours and linger, and she makes a point of touching your hand as she laughs and throws her hair back, that all of that means anything. That's just the way she does. Don't think when he tells you you've surprised him, and you're not like all the others, and you're different and you're special, and he's never felt such strong connections, that all of that means anything. That's just the way he does. Rats in their mazes scrambling for the cheese. Kids in the kitchen learning to say please. Gray-haired congregations knobbing up their knees. Hard not to catch that survival disease. Don't think when they handshake and they backslap, and they how's it going, buddy, and they tell you they'd be happy to see you get everything you want to. But all of that means anything. That's just the way they do. Class-cutting college kids mining for fool's gold. Hot young commodities waiting to get sold. Schmucks in their cubicles doing what they're told. Hoping to get older, hoping to get old. Don't think when it's seeping through the sandbags, when it's ripping up the rule, when it's burning down the markets and filling up paradise with poison, that you could have done anything. It's just the way it does. It's just the way it does. Thank you. It's the feel-good hit of the summer.
A truly original voice and a great songwriter, Charlie Wood, who I'm hoping we'll see more of in the UK now. Well, we end this concert set with three singers reuniting to form the band Passion: Leanne Carroll, Jackie Dankworth and Sarah Coleman. All three of them have their own unique sound and style, and they blend effortlessly on their songs, some of which are originals, and they all create beautiful harmonies that showcase their musicianship perfectly. Their set begins with the Loudon Wainwright III song called Swimming Song.
But I held my breath and kicked my feet and moved my arms around. I moved my arms around. This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and kicked my feet. Swimming suit. The summer ride is swung and jackknives for you.
This summer I went swimming.
Good evening, thank you very much. We're honoured to be playing part. Be part this evening, raising awareness and hopefully some money later on. That's a swimming song by Loudon Wainwright III. And this is a song I wrote in Ireland called Dublin Morning. I wrote it for my husband, and because I was missing him. And when you think you see someone on the train, then... Any of this stuff I write at the beginning, I didn't write on the train, I didn't have enough paper.
Well, a few years back, I was teaching on a Marin Montgomery music course, and another teacher on that summer course was this wonderful singer who we've become very close friends ever since, and she's a wonderful, wonderful singer, great songwriter, and a dear friend. So please give a warm welcome to Miss Sarah Coleman. Thank you.
I'm laughing and I'm living, every day's a different shade. I couldn't love it harder if I tried. I'm feeling pretty satisfied, contented with it all. Nothing left to say, except this life of mine's a ball. But if you'd come around, that would really make me smile. It'd surely last as long as you were there. I don't need you, I just want your company. Come around, spend some time with me. Seems that it's a state of permanence, simple definition of my mood. And don't take it for granted, I'm thankful that's the case. Reverent and grateful, it's all fallen into place. But if you'd come around, that would really make me smile. Would surely last as long as you were there. Want your company, come around, spend some time with me. Oh, come be with me. We can watch the hours passing by, this time enough to see you. Oh, come be with me. We can while away the days for as long as you can stay. And if you would come around, that would really make me smile. It would surely last as long as you were there. I don't need you, I just want your company. So come around and spend some time.
That's a song called Spend Some Time. I was tasked with the notion of writing something that was happy, which is pretty miserable. It's a pretty difficult thing for a songwriter. We always prefer to write miserable songs. So in contrast, this is a song, this is a title track from an album that we brought out. It was called One Good Reason.
I'm holding you tight. One more.
prices to pay. I'd be a fool to let you stay, to let you stay.
To our last song. Explain what it is.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for coming out tonight and being with us. This song speaks for itself. The world is in crisis at the moment, so we thought we'd put this one in especially. It's our last tune.
Yeah, thanks very much for being part of our happy reunion.
It's wonderful. It doesn't seem a day too long. And we're also so honoured to be part of tonight's awareness for brain storage.
Everyone see.
celebrate your lives, give thanks for your children.
Is it all right if we do a quick one?
Thank you so much. You've made our reunion very happy.
Encore, posh words. There's another Laura Nero song. And always reminds us of your auntie.
My Auntie Beryl was a cat lover, so this is for Auntie Beryl. She's up there with me now. Smiling down.
Say, morning, morning, someone calls Eddie.
Well, as they're fading away there, On My Merry Way was sung by Passion, who are Leanne Carroll, Jackie Dankworth and Sarah Coleman. And that was their first reunion for many years. You would never have thought that. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. Something now from composer and vibist Pascal Schumacher, who last brought his quartet to London for the opening night of the 2010 London Jazz Festival. You can see him again in the UK on the 1st of June at South Hill Park in Bracknell, on the 23rd of July at the Manchester Jazz Festival, and on the 12th of August at the Brecon Jazz Festival. This is his laid-back and sensual composition from his second release on the Enya label, Bang My Can, and this is the sumptuous Seven Fountains.
Thank you.
was Pascal Schumacher on vibes with Franz von Schossi on piano, Christopher de Vescher on bass and Jean Dupp on drums. And that was a Pascal Schumacher quartet and Seven Fountains. Just as we open the programme today, we close with another virtuoso guitarist. This time, Grammy-nominated Julian Large from his new CD, Gladwell. This track features the use of a lovely 1932 Gibson L5 for all you guitar buffs listening. Here's Telegram. Julian Large with Telegram. And that's it for this week. Join me next week for a preview of the jazz influenced music in this year's Brighton Festival. And we return to the Pizza Express in Soho for a set from the recent Steinway Festival with two grand pianos filling the stage. Women are to the fore once again as Nikki Isles and Kate Williams grace the keys. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night, Jazz Nelson will present the multi-instrumentalist, bandleader and composer extraordinaire Django Bates, recorded live at this year's Cheltenham Festival, including a new work especially commissioned by Jazz on 3. Until next week, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, which today begins in Catalonia at the 2010 Summer Festival in the town of Torroella de Montgrí, just south of the French-Spanish border. Ottavio Dantone and his group Academia Bizantina brought a programme of Vivaldi, which began with Sandrine Pio singing the motet In Furore Justissime Ire. It's in the large collection of Vivaldi manuscripts in Turin University Library, but the paper dates it to his years in Rome in the 1720s. Opera also occupied Vivaldi during this period, hence the dramatically contrasted pair of arias, dwelling on the divine wrath the sinner can expect and the depth of his sorrow and repentance. Thank you. Alleluia to complete Vivaldi's motet In Furore Justissime Ire. Sandrine Pio was the soprano, and she returns to sing his setting of Laudate Pueri in about half an hour. Accademia Bizantina continue their all-Vivaldi programme with one of two pieces, which refer to the Santo Sepolcro, the Holy Sepulchre, and their titles, so that, and the penitential tone of this short sinfonia, clearly point to a work for Passiontide.
Thank you.
a Sinfonia al Santo Sepolcro, number 169 in the Ruom catalogue of Vivaldi's works. The leader of Accademia Bizantina is Stefano Montanari, and he's the soloist now in a concerto in D minor, Ruom number 541. In fact, I should say one of the soloists. The group's artistic director, Ottavio D'Antoni, is directing from the organ, but in this case it's also playing a solo part, as you'll hear, in addition to its continuo function.
Thank you.
Vivaldi's Concerto in D minor for violin and organ, room number 541. Stefano Montanari and Ottavio D'Antoni were the soloists with Accademia Bizantina. Well, this next concerto is for violin solo, but it comes with the subtitle Per la Solennità di San Lorenzo, most likely referring to San Lorenzo Giustiniani, the first patriarch of Venice in the 15th century. He was canonised in the 1690s, when Vivaldi was himself training for the priesthood.